Chapter 25. At the age of 25 years, Amaziah became king, and for 29 years he reigned in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he continued to do what was right in Jehovah's eyes, only not with a complete heart. And it came about that as soon as the kingdom had become strong upon him, he promptly killed his servants who had struck down the king his father. And their sons he did not put to death, but did according to what is written in the law, in the book of Moses, that Jehovah commanded, saying, Fathers should not die for sons, neither should sons themselves die for fathers, but it is each one for his own sin that they should die. And Amaziah proceeded to collect Judah together, and to have them stand according to the house of the forefathers, by the chiefs of thousands and by the chiefs of hundreds, for all Judah and Benjamin. And he went on to register them from 20 years of age upward, and finally he found them to be 300,000 choice men going out to the army, handling lance and large shield. Further, he hired from Israel 100,000 valiant mighty men for 100 silver talents. And a certain man of the true God came to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel come with you, for Jehovah is not with Israel, that is, all the sons of Ephraim. But come you yourself, act, be courageous for the war. The true God could cause you to stumble before an enemy, for there exists power with God to help and to cause stumbling. At this Amaziah said to the man of the true God, But what is there to do about the 100 talents that I have given to the troops of Israel? To this the man of the true God said, There exists with Jehovah the means to give you much more than this. Accordingly Amaziah separated them, namely the troops that had come to him from Ephraim, to go to their own place. However, their anger got very hot against Judah, so that they returned to their own place in the heat of anger. And Amaziah, for his part, took courage, and proceeded to lead his own people and go to the Valley of Salt. And he went striking down the sons of Seir, 10,000 of them. And there were 10,000 that the sons of Judah captured alive. So they brought them to the top of the crag, and proceeded to throw them from the top of the crag, and they, one and all, burst apart. As for the members of the troop whom Amaziah had sent back from going with him to the war, they began making raids upon the cities of Judah, from Samaria clear to Beth-Horon, and went striking down 3,000 of them, and taking a great plunder. But it occurred after Amaziah came from striking down the Edomites, that he now brought the gods of the sons of Seir, and set them up for himself as gods. And before them he began to bow down, and to them he began to make sacrificial smoke. Consequently Jehovah's anger became hot against Amaziah, and so he sent a prophet to him and said to him, Why have you searched for the people's gods that did not deliver their own people out of your hand? And it came about, when he spoke to him, that the king immediately said to him, Was it a counselor of the king that we constituted you? Quit for your own sake. Why should they strike you down? Accordingly, the prophet quit. But he said, I certainly know that God has resolved to bring you to ruin, because you have done this, and you have not listened to my counsel. Then Amaziah the king of Judah took counsel, and sent to Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, Come, let us look each other in the face. At that Jehoash the king of Israel sent to Amaziah the king of Judah, saying, The thorny weed itself that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, Do give your daughter to my son as a wife. However, a wild beast of the field that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorny weed down. You have said to yourself, Here you have struck down Edom, and your heart has lifted you up to be glorified. Now do keep dwelling in your own house. Why should you engage in strife in a bad position and have to fall, you and Judah with you? But Amaziah did not listen, for it was from the true God for the purpose of giving them into his hand, because they had searched for the gods of Edom. So Jehoash the king of Israel went up, and they proceeded to look each other in the face, he and Amaziah the king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah came to be defeated before Israel, so that they took to flight, each one to his tent. And it was Amaziah, the king of Judah, the son of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, that Jehoash, the king of Israel, seized at Beth Shemesh, after which he brought him to Jerusalem, and made a breach in the wall of Jerusalem, from the gate of Ephraim clear to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and the silver, and all the articles that were to be found in the house of the true God, with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, and the hostages, and then returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Jehoash, the king of Judah, continued to live after the death of Jehoash, the son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel, 15 years. As for the rest of the affairs of Amaziah, the first and the last, look, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? And from the time that Amaziah turned aside from following Jehovah, they proceeded to form a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. At length he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and put him to death there. So they carried him upon horses and buried him with his forefathers in the city of Judah.